The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Thanks, Hendon. Nice work. Hags not far away. The rumour file as well. 9221882. Morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. At the National Weather Service here today, they're saying
there's never been anything we've seen like this before. Where
meteorologist Ben Schott on the 1-2 storm punch coming to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Two tropical storms, Marco, making landfall later today in Louisiana, and Laura, likely a Category 2 hurricane by the time it slams into the same state just 48 hours later. CBS forecaster Lonnie Quinn says the two storms are about 1,300 kilometers apart.
Marco is in the process of weakening. It's going to get weaker with each passing hour. Storm surge could be 2 to 4 feet. However, it's priming the area. And for the second storm, which is Laura, which will come in with much bigger winds, much bigger storm surge, we're looking here at possibly a landfall 1 to 2 days later.
Firefighters battling three massive wildfires in Northern California are getting an unexpected weather break, as the humidity is rising and there's no return of the onslaught of lightning strikes that ignited the infernos a week ago. Those blazes, north and east of San Francisco, along with others burning up and down the state, have 250,000 people under evacuation orders. Some continue to defy them.
I'm going down with the ship. I'm staying.
The California fire death toll has reached 7. News from President Trump on fighting the coronavirus.
I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement.
His administration has approved emergency authorization for the use of convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19. Trump's own Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, had been resisting that on medical grounds, contending not enough large-scale studies have been done. But Trump blames politics for the delay.
I think that there are people in the FDA see things being held up and wouldn't mind so much.
With a vaccine not expected to be widely available until well after the November election, Trump's push for effective treatments has intensified. His medical announcement came on the eve of his Republican Party's 4-day convention.
This convention will come to order!
The convention city is Charlotte, North Carolina, but because of COVID, relatively few delegates are actually there. But there were enough to give Trump a warm welcome soon after he was nominated for a second 4-year term.
Now, if you want to really drive him crazy, you say 12 more years.
Millsy and Basil, Trump plans to speak every day of his convention before formally accepting his party's presidential nomination on Friday, your time, using, amid controversy, the White House as a backdrop.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it?